It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It's Canes Gators week. Guess who's running scurred? Old Channing Crowder just texted. Gonna be 5 or 10 minutes late. Oh, I know why you're gonna be 5 or 10 minutes late.
Guys,
gotta clean up that puddle. Sees what's coming on Saturday. He knows.
Light skin wonder.
Feels like it was a million weeks away when the college football season ended. And we were like, oh, Canes and Gators will start the next season and it'll be August 31st. Like, that was a million weeks ago. And all of a sudden, it is upon us. We will talk about it. Get you ready for it all week long. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. There is some breaking news as we start the show today. Adam Schefter at ESPN reports Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb have reached agreement today on a record 4-year, $136 million deal that now makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal includes a $38 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to a wide receiver. I maintained all throughout the summer that the Cowboys were not going to start the season without CeeDee Lamb, and it is a done deal today. CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys reached agreement.
Seems like CeeDee won that negotiation battle, Hawk. Surface, at least. It seems like CeeDee got the best of old Jerry Jones.
I mean, there was no negotiation battle. Hey, you want to throw away a season, Mr. Billionaire Jerry Jones? Just throw away a season. Want to throw away a couple games? Because we kind of all know at the end of the season, one or two games can make a big difference. Want to just throw it away? You got one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the NFL. Or do you want him to play for you? Like, there to me, this was one of those really clear-cut, hey, there's one side here that's going to win. Period. End of story. That's the way it played out for me. We'll talk CeeDee Lamb, receivers. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us today. Hurricanes are 2.5-point favorites Saturday. The over-under on the game is 53.5. But I will tell you, if you watch what happened Saturday with FSU, and God bless FSU and all you FSU faithful, but if you saw what happened Saturday, here's Crowder.
Hey.
Crowder doesn't even have the guts to wear a Gators hat or anything. He is scared beyond belief. You're scared. Oh, no, no, you're scared. You're scared.
I'm not worried about Florida State, though, getting their ass whooped.
Florida State, this is what Saturday showed me. And that was delightful. It truly really delightful.
Yes.
Now, I did bet FSU minus 10.5, but I also bet the under. So I pushed. And I will take that push every day of the week to watch FSU lose outright. But what it tells me is with the Canes being 2.5-point favorites in Gainesville on Saturday, nobody knows anything heading into the first game of the season.
Nope.
Period. End of story. It's your best ideas. It's what you were saying about Cam Ward a couple weeks ago. No, we can have an idea, but nobody knows anything because FSU was supposed to ran Georgia Tech right out of Dublin.
They couldn't do it.
Couldn't do
it. That's the best part. And the gambling with all this transfer portal and the now with the NILs and the guys moving, you do not know what a team has until week 3, week 4, week 5. That's the best thing. And it almost evens out us as gamblers. It evens it out because, listen, I don't know. I lost money on FSU just like you did. I didn't bet the under, so I didn't push. I lost money on the Dolphins because I bet with your dumb ass.
So did I. No, that was that stupid article that I read. I mean, don't even get me started.
But it's
stupid ass article. What was the betting service that was that BetQL or I don't know what it was.
The Dolphins thing, betting preseason, just silly. But college wise, you do not know what your team is until you know what your team is. And so I'm going to bet the Gators. We're going to talk about it all week long, but bro, I don't know if Mertz got better. I don't know if Cam Ward's a Heisman candidate. We really don't know.
Saturday, we'll find out.
I can't wait for that one.
I told Asia
Saturday. I was watching the FSU game. I said, you know, next week, next Saturday at 3:30, you better not plan anything.
Oh, so, I mean, listen, Hockman household is on lockdown from now till February.
I don't have that kind of pull.
Just the way it is. Well, my wife doesn't really want to spend time with me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I get a 4-hour window. I can't do 6 months.
Lori actually wishes football season was 12 months long. She wouldn't have to see me at all.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? Good. How have you been?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think on Saturday because of what happened with FSU. And now, you know, now your head starts playing games. You're like, oh, wait a second. This is in Gainesville. And the Hurricanes, I don't know. Do they notoriously start slow? I can't recall. I'm a mess of nerves. Or is it the Dolphins that start slow?
Well, you had Ty Man. What was Ty Man's name?
Mario. I don't know. You know, speaking of starting slow, because the Dolphins have started slow.
Yeah.
They don't have the luxury of starting slow. I'm so all over the place. We know Mike White was cut.
That's
Skylar Thompson will be the backup quarterback unless something weird happens tomorrow because all teams have to cut down to 53 by 4 p.m. tomorrow. There will be more Dolphins cut, and there will be more big names cut in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Dolphins did sign another quarterback, not necessarily to be number two, but to be on the roster. But it'll depend on who gets cut over the next, you know, 24, 26 hours.
Give yourself some wiggle room. I talked about it. If Mike White wasn't the backup, why would you keep him on the roster? Go get somebody, go find something. Or we were texting about it. I really believe Now you go get a vet. You go get some old guy you know can learn the system and keep you in games. I really think the Dolphins, the name, if they sign another quarterback, it's not going to be who is that. It's going to be somebody that they're like, hey, he's going to hold it down. If
Taylor Heinicke.
Wrong. If you keep bringing up this damn Heinicke.
I'm going to do to Taylor Heinicke what Heat fans have done to me for 19 seasons with Bradley Beal.
I like
I'm going to turn Taylor Heinicke into the Dolphins' Bradley Beal. Make one of those with Taylor Heinicke.
Why keep Mike White around if he's the third string guy? You can't put a guy 28 years old on a practice squad. Why keep him? I understand. Skyler beat him out. I know Solana loves this because he's been talking about this damn Skyler for years. If a young dude beats out an old dude, you cut the old dude. It is what it is. This is competitive sport.
VSiN, somebody texted it in. VSiN was the gambling site that I read, and we both bet the Dolphins. I will tell you. So I bet the Dolphins Friday night. That was a loser. Then Saturday, I had FSU laying the points. That was a loser, but I had the under in the game. I think it was 55.5. That was a winner. So I pushed. And then Sunday morning, I woke up. You know, I'm the world's, South Florida's biggest AFC Bournemouth fan. Bournemouth was playing Newcastle. I did both teams to score. And Newcastle got that equalizer late in the match. We cashed that ticket, super followers. We're feeling like C.D. Lamb ourselves.
You're supposed to be a Cherries fan.
I am. I was rooting for them.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I was really rooting for Newcastle to score when Cherries were up 1-0 for a long time.
Yeah, because instead of 3 points, they settled for 1 point because of Anthony Gordon's goal late in the game. It sounds like you're more happy about that.
No. Cherries did take the lead 2-1, and it got reversed because of VAR. And, very questionable, in my opinion. Very questionable. Handball, Crowder. It was a handball. Ruled a handball.
What are y'all speaking English? We Vard and Cherry.
By the way, Mike White gone. Skylar Thompson, your number two. That's your training camp report. That's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future. All right, you want to get headlines, start out the program here. Rhonda Gadsden just texted. He is unavoidably detained. He has to go on a Zoom call. For what? I have no idea.
Nobody's Zooming, OG.
What would Oronde have to go on a Zoom call for?
Nobody's Zooming, OG.
What? He couldn't, like, no chance he knows how to get on this Zoom call. No, like, what is going to happen in the next 10 minutes? Dude, is he just at a drive-thru and he calls it a Zoom call?
He went to a late lunch and now he can't get home fast enough. Something. Yeah, he's not on a damn Zoom call.
Says he's got a Zoom call. He can maybe join us in the 3 o'clock hour. I gotta get video of that Zoom call.
Hello? 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 Hello?
All right. Zoom. Zoom. He yells Zoom like it's Beetlejuice. Zoom.
If I say Zoom 3 times fast, then the screen's going to fix itself.
Let's get headlines. I want to see how your comedy show went in Orlando. Yeah. We have a lot to get to today. I want to bring up, I know it's Canes Gators week and Dolphins preseason's over. We can start focusing on the regular season. But there was one great question put out into the social media sphere by Five Reasons Sports about the Heat that I find to be just a great question. I want to get to that just briefly later on in today's show. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Let's get headlines here for 2 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
No, Solana loves five reasons.
I mean, anything heat related, anything heat related.
You know what Alf said? You know what Alf said?
I mean, they give me my mid-August fix on the Miami Heat, so I am a big fan. This sports update driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You guys want to go over some of the comments from Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa today?
Sure.
So we know the Dolphins lose in that preseason finale to the Buccaneers. I don't know about you guys, but a pretty dreadful performance from the Miami Dolphins for the most part, especially in that first quarter.
Yep.
Defense got toasted.
Had money on them.
Baker Mayfield came out, and I mean,
he did whatever. He was like a video game. Bing, bang, bing, boop, boop, touchdown.
They just gave him $100 million. That was Baker. That was Baker's first hit in the league. Like, okay, yeah, I'm the starting guy, and Baker sure proved it.
Now, I was watching at a bar in Tampa, so I wasn't really, like, I couldn't listen to the announcers, and I wasn't really paying attention. Were there any defensive starters in there for the Dolphins?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So then he should have done that.
Nine of the 11 that were on the field against Baker are unemployed right now. We just haven't got the text yet.
Okay. Because I mean, he literally looked like a video game. It looked like the Dolphins' defensive heads were spinning. But again, you can't judge Anthony Weaver off that. And you can't judge the defense off that if none of the starters were playing.
Give me Jalen, Javon, Poyer. Give me Ogba. Give me Jalen Phillips, Chubb. That's a different outcome. If you're, we talk about Hawk. If you are a $100 million quarterback, Baker is, and you're playing backups, you need to look like that. That's how Tua
talked
about game two.
In game two,
5 for 5, 51 yards. Bing, 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 touchdown. That's how you're supposed to look in the preseason if your dogs are playing against backups.
So Skyler was cut. We all know that. For his preseason, he was 20.
Skyler wasn't.
Excuse me. Mike White was cut. Mike. Skyler wins the quarterback battle for backup. Mike White over preseason, 20 of 43 for 179 yards. Didn't exactly look great.
No touchdown.
No touchdown. Didn't look great in that preseason finale either. So Mike McDaniel did say that he will not be surprised if the team adds a third quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa spoke about that today as well. He kind of floated around the idea that maybe Mike White would be back. Kind of sounds like an option B, though. And then today, this is important. Tom Pelissero tweeted this out. NFL teams were informed that the NFLPA vetoed the revised emergency third quarterback rule that, remember, it allowed you to have a practice squad quarterback elevated on game days, not counting against the 53-man roster. That is no longer in place. So if you're going to have a third quarterback this season, he will have to be on the 53-man roster.
Okay. All right.
There's already a human being that they're going to sign at quarterback.
I really believe that.
There's already...
They're talking about this on ESPN right now. Mike Tomlin says it still hasn't named a starter for week one and says he'll do so at some point this week. Like, how about Russell Wilson? Talk about a fall from grace. I'm not saying he's not going to get the starter's job, but the fact that he's not like head and shoulders above Justin Fields for that starting role, man, I think that speaks volumes.
Huh? People get old. It's just, it is what it is. Russell's not what Russell Seattle was. Seattle Russell was a Super Bowl champion. Russell Wilson now is a mid-tier quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson's going to the Hall of Fame. I know we have our problems in the past with what I said he's lame, which he is, and he's square. But he's a hell of a quarterback. He was a hell of a quarterback. Now he's just a guy.
I also think you're kind of diminishing Justin Fields. I know he didn't look great in Chicago, but I think
he's just a guy too so far.
He has to prove he's not just a guy.
Doesn't
like
he
so far, though? Justin Fields is just a guy. He's shown you some flashes, but he's been just a guy Russell Wilson's a Super Bowl winner. Like, to me, that one's head scratching.
But can't you make the argument that Justin Fields was just in a really bad environment in Chicago?
Oh, we'll find out. We will absolutely find out.
Kind of like how Tua was.
Is that Eberflus?
Yeah.
But what if Caleb Williams thrives?
Caleb's better at football than Justin Fields will ever be.
Yeah.
They also went and got him weapons, though. Literally, like the Bears and got him weapons.
Yeah.
Didn't they also trade for Keenan Allen? Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got Keenan Allen. They got DJ Moore. They paid DJ. They got, they went and put, but DJ was with Eberflus and Fields, and Fields wasn't that good.
Yeah. Yep.
The Dolphins also, they released Jordy Fortson, tight end.
Jordy
Fortson.
I believe you said Jordy.
I might have, yeah.
Well, I know you did.
Mike McDaniel, he clarified that Isaiah Wynn, Bradley Chubb, and Cameron Good will begin
no
the
might
season.
You 100% said Jordy Fortson.
Well, it's up for debate, I believe.
His name is Jordy?
He said that those three will start.
I think it's Forston, by the way.
Jordy Fortson.
I think it's Forston.
I believe it's Fortson.
Okay. You might be right.
You might be right.
No, you might be right.
Well, no, I think you might be right. Here.
It's an S or the T. What comes first, the S or the T?
I don't know. It's the T. I told you.
Fortson?
Yeah.
Fortson.
All right.
Bradley Chubb, Isaiah Wynn, and Cameron Good will begin the season on injured reserve, the PUP list, which means they will miss at least the first four games, period.
All right.
He was a bit non-committal.
Jalen Phillips ain't on there, though.
No. He was taken off the PUP list like second week of training camp.
Now, will he play week one? We don't know, but he's eligible.
But that means that they don't think he's going to make it to week four.
Correct.
That's amazing for him to be ready this fast.
As far as Odell Beckham Jr., there's no decision yet. So he might start the season on the injured reserve list. He might not. There's no decision yet. Also, no decision on Aaron Brewer, the Dolphins center. Either. Remember he had the hand injury? No decision there.
All right. Oh, look at that. Kirby Smart's on ESPN right now. Isn't that your friend?
Yeah, old Kirby.
Didn't you have him on the show?
Now, we have Kirby on the show, but Kirby was a do boy for the Dolphins with Saban. Now he's one of the biggest coaching names in the world.
I thought you guys had him on from I did.
Media days. Yeah.
I interviewed him, not live, but I taped with him, and then we played it on the show.
Ah, that's what I said. Yeah. How'd it go?
It was actually really good. I started off with Channing Crowder, like I just mentioned you at the beginning, because he was an assistant in your rookie season,
boy.
And he remembered you like immediately. It happened to be a really good interview.
Y'all are the only ones that disrespect my playing career. Everybody else pretty much likes me.
Well, he didn't mention your playing career. He mentioned your antics.
And what do I need to take the Du Bois word for it? I mean, what are we doing here? You diminished him for 6 minutes, and then you're like, oh, look what he said about me.
Kirby was the assistant to the assistant's assistant. Kirby didn't even have a house. He used to sleep at the facility. Get out of here, Kirby.
Lord of Van Day.
Your name's Kirby.
Man, a bunch of stuff happened over the weekend. Georgia Tech beating FSU. I've seen that highlight, by the way, in Ireland about 70,000 times because it was posted everywhere. Inter Miami beat FC Cincy. So I'll just run through the notes here. They clinch an MLS playoff spot with 8 games remaining. Third quickest in MLS history. Despite being down a man, by the way, after the first half, Luis Suarez, my boy, El Pistolero, scored 31 seconds into the game. That's the quickest goal in club history. His 17th goal across
31 seconds? I've beaten that a million times.
Oh, it took him so long.
Man, that's a record. They don't know.
They call him El Pete DeLero, huh? What's my nickname?
Guy sounds like a bum to me.
Yeah.
it. This is going nowhere. I'll try this again in the 3 o'clock hour. This is going nowhere.
Come on, man. Tell us about El Pico Lero. Tell us about El Pico Lero. I'm interested.
Tell us about El Pico Dio.
Tell us about him.
I'll try again later. Hey, the Marlins won a game this weekend against your Chicago Cubbies, Hawk.
All right.
You guys saw Bam Adebayo throw out the first pitch. He was rocking his Olympic gold medal. And
like it.
His jersey said number 13 on the back, but instead of saying Bam or Adebayo, it just said gold on the back.
Love that. Yeah. Love that.
Oh, that's cool.
He was talking with Sandy Alcantara. You had the Cy Young winner, the gold medal winner. A nice little combo picture there.
Well, Los Modelings are on the road. Long West Coast road trip begins tonight. 4-game series in the Rockies. They'll play the Rockies 8:40 p.m.
All right.
Any of you guys catch Goran Dragic's final?
I did.
Game, his farewell.
Tell you what. He played over, where was it, Slovenia?
Slovenia.
I got a little wistful. Chris Bosh played.
Yes.
Chris Bosh played.
What?
Dwayne Wade played too?
No.
Who played? Who was out there? It was Luka, Goran, Bosh.
Luka. I don't know if Jay Rich played, but he was there. I saw Dirk Nowitzki was out there. Robin Lopez. Steve Nash was out there as well.
I got wistful when I watched a post-game interview with Chris Bosh. I remember how much I enjoyed his media exploits, the four seasons, or it was here longer than four seasons. I got a little wistful, you know, and he never really got, we never got to really see the Goran, Bosh, Wade triumvirate.
Literally did it. The day of, that was one of the most exciting days ever when the Heat.
Because they got Goran.
Right before the trade deadline, traded for Goran Dragic. He comes here. They play like a game together, and then Chris Bosh never played again.
Yeah. But he had this post-game interview, and like it was, I mean, obviously it was Chris Bosh, the guy that we watched. And I just got wistful because he was, you know, it was just like so forthcoming and always upbeat. And it just reminded me of what a great 4 years that was.
Yeah. Would have been the same without him. It's a lot of those. It would have. We'd have won two championships out of four.
Great question. Would it have been, would you have gone to four NBA finals?
LeBron and Wade at their primes?
Right. If Chris Bosh wasn't part of that three.
I could have been the four. LeBron, Wade, Crowder.
I don't know.
James Wade Crowder wins two out of four.
Who played that role? Who would have played that role, Solana?
Nobody knows because it doesn't matter.
But like, who would it have been? Who was there before?
It's so ridiculous, though, because regardless of who played that role, the Miami Heat reinvented basketball, the way the big man was played, the way Chris Bosh redefined the roles for a big man. He was a four, and Eric Spoelstra turned him into a five who primarily was out on the perimeter, and we hadn't really seen
In other words, could you
guys.
Have done that with someone else because you have the luxury of doing that to someone when LeBron and Wade are out on the court with them in their prime?
Of his
or
caliber,
you really didn't have a big man, so you told his ass, go stand in the corner.
No. Man, you're so off on this, man. You were so off on this, bro. You're so off on this, man.
But in other words, could you have done that with another?
Yes.
Narrow big guy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Somebody of Bosch's caliber who would have came in happily taken back row to LeBron and Wade, and he was a superstar in Toronto. He dominated in Toronto, and he came to Miami, and he said, "You guys go. I'll reinvent my game to fit around the way you two have to play to lead us to a title." Not many guys are willing to accept that, especially in the prime of their career. After LeBron left, Chris Bosh was the Heat's best player by far. By far.
But when LeBron and Wade were here, he was without question the third best of the three. So, I mean, was he really making that much of a sacrifice? Like
he had to sacrifice. People want to, hey, I don't want the ball. I'm going to let the guys do all the hard work. Who gets praised for not working hard? No, I'm good. I'll stay in the corner.
But that's not what he did.
Oh, it's space. Pace and space. Yeah, pace and space. Stand in the corner.
He had the most important rebound in NBA history and assist, jackass. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now I'm feeling alive. Now with it, we're getting our radio mojo back.
Game six, rebound. Bosh, back out to Allen. His three-pointer, bang. And then guess what? He had the most important block in that game, too, in overtime. Danny Green, you bum. You weren't fouled.
And it wouldn't have been 4-on-5 if he wasn't out there. It would have been somebody standing there with that easy-ass rebound. It's not like he jumped over four people.
Oh, I love football season. I feel alive.
His damn name should have been standing in the corner. That's what he needs to have across his back, not gold. Bosh's name should be standing in the corner across the top of number one.
So disrespectful, man. He was the most important player on that team. The most
possible that the Heat will put a statue of Bosh up, but put it actually in the corner on the court. I'm just making a joke, CB. I do not endorse Crowder's take.
Wade crossing somebody up, LeBron dunking, and Bosh standing there in the corner. Clapping his hands.
Killed it in Harlem Shake, though.
He did. Yeah.
Bosh.
Man. Disrespect of CB from Channing Crowder continues in 2024.
I know. It's crazy. He is 10 years into this routine. But you know what? I've done a lot of routines longer than their prime.
I just got down here. I love the Heat. I went to plenty of games. He was in the corner a lot.
That was his role.
We don't have to pay somebody $30 million to stand in the corner. I'd have took $3 million to stand in the corner.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot. I don't know. I'm mad. Back to you. I'm mad.
Wait till you see Zion Williamson this season, though, Jack. Holy hell! Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on to your hats.
Guaranteed injury.
Rozier throws Langham. He's got it into the end zone. Touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Darryl Langham at the pylon on the right side of the end zone. 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Doak.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Just feel alive with Canes and Gators coming up on Saturday and the Dolphins preseason over and that just a couple weeks away. Just feel alive. By the way, we have a great country show called Stars and Strings that's coming back to Hard Rock Live November 14th, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. We'll give you a different code word every day. Jordan Davis performing, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. If you want to win the tickets, text the word country to 20357. That's 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word country to 20357. How was your comedy show in Orlando? You were at the Funny Bone last night.
Funny Bone Comedy Club.
Comedy Club.
It was good. It was fun. We had a good time. They came out. Orlando really came out. We
Did
sold
they?
Out a Crowder Powder. Yeah, like, yeah, it was, I guess it exceeded expectations. I'd say that. It was.
Yeah, cool. I always wonder how you play, you know, in cities that you're not on the air every day. I mean, people can listen online, but, you know, they have no ties to, I guess that, it's not really a Gainesville tie.
I talked about Orlando. I had Orlando jokes early on. And it's like that between Gainesville and Tampa. So it was like Orlando's a weird city because there's a lot of, what they call them, transients or whatever. People move to Orlando for work. But it was a lot of Gator fans and a lot of Florida dudes. So it was a different crowd, a lot of white people. So I had a bunch of jokes about white people. And we had a good time.
Tourists, you think? Or they were locals?
No, these were locals.
Yeah.
Then I do a meet and greet, so I can answer.
Comedy Club.
The old meet and greet always gets you an extra $20 out of somebody. So yeah, I took some pictures and all that stuff. Yeah.
We said that we're gonna give DBJ that line. Funny Bone Comedy Club. We'll have to have DBJ on Thursday, unless he's traveling that day, but I can't imagine that he is. I would imagine he's leaving Friday. Do we have some good lines for him, Solana? Like, do we have enough for week one?
Enough for week one? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I think I'm betting the under, by the way, which would lead you to believe that, you know, in my mind, there's not going to be a ton of times to make funny calls, because I think, again, I'm kind of in this thing where I want to play unders week one, college and pro, just because there's such a lack of practice for offenses and you know, certainly there's no preseason in college, so I'm kind of leaning towards unders.
And no one hits anymore.
Right.
So it's some offensive players that haven't been – they haven't got them ribs tapped yet. They haven't got – that running back ain't run through the hole and got knocked head-to-head with somebody. So I'm with you on the unders.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I am going to bet the Hurricanes laying the points because I have to. I feel compelled to. I'm telling you – watching FSU on Saturday, nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything.
I had that conversation with a bunch of Gator fans this weekend at the comedy show and just like walking around. I was at the, cause like it's the biggest, it's damn near Sawgrass. Millennia Mall in Orlando is crazy big.
You got a Fuddruckers there by any chance?
No, a place called Earl's. It was a nice restaurant, but I was like, y'all need to change the name. Earl's is – that doesn't sound appeasing.
Nah, we have an Earl's. Anyone. Earl's in Dadeland is fire, man.
Really?
What about Earl of Sandwich? I mean, it's one of the most famous Earls of all time.
just Earl. Like, Earl?
Yeah.
Your name's Earl.
I go there all the time.
But people came – that all the Gator fan do with tattoo of Gators and all, and they walk up and they whisper, hey, man, how the Gators going to be this year? They don't even want to talk about it loud. And I'm like, bro, I don't know how the Gators going to be this year. I don't really believe in Mertz, but hell, maybe he, you know, maybe the defense, maybe this, maybe that. It's all maybes. Hawk, I love that you started the show that way. Everything in college football now, week one is a maybe. Because Florida State was about to, they were supposed to be a monster.
They were top 10 team. Georgia Tech was unranked.
They're not a top 10 team. I'll tell you that.
Canes are a top 20 team. Gators are unranked.
We don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen their schedule, Florida? Like, I know we've briefly discussed it. Hawk, I'm not kidding.
Tough schedule.
This is one of the most toughest schedules I've ever seen a college football team have. You have, like, every team you play is ranked. Almost every
team.
It's
10 of 12 games are top 25 team for the Gators or something like that.
You get the cupcake Samford. But then you play Texas A&M, Mississippi State, they're not ranked, but that's a tough game, especially on the road. You host UCF, cupcake. You get at Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss was a top five team, and then end the season at FSU. You guys might win three games this year. I'm not kidding.
It should be a glorious season for those of us who root against the Gators, because no one gives strength of schedule any context. We look at the record and we go, oh, you stink. And I can't wait to do that to Florida fans and FSU fans. By the way, Danny Cannell is scheduled to join us on the show this week. And I told him, I said, you still have time to cancel, because he's supposed to be on with us, I think, on Thursday. Still have time to cancel, because I'm literally thinking of bringing him on and laughing for 15 minutes and then letting him go.
Don't do that.
I'm thinking about it.
You think Napier has his monster.com already set up? It's not looking good for Bill. Come on, Billy.
Did you see what Danny Cannell tweeted, by the way, after the FSU loss?
Oh, I've been all over him. Because he said, go ahead, say what you want. I'm taking notes. That's when I tweeted at him, okay, you have a chance to cancel before you come on this week.
Every single person who is harassing me on here on Twitter will get it in return. I'm keeping tabs, every single one. And then he clarified that he has an intern whose sole job is to just go and get receipts of everybody talking smack to him on Twitter.
All right. Billy needs to keep receipts of all them damn missed tackles in the run game.
Tell you what, man.
Yeah. FSU, grab him. Like, flip him. Slap his leg. Do something, FSU. Get him down.
In the world stage, you're a top 10 team. Got your ass handed to you. Last second field goal by Georgia Tech. Just stew on it a little bit.
Wish I had an Irish accent, because I don't have it, but I don't know what they would have said, but damn, tackle somebody.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5-yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.